We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Okay, so Mother's Day passed, and we all had a great time on Mother's Day, hopefully. Did your kids, Katie, make you anything homemade?
Audrey's class used like a small Pringles cup, and then they like grew flowers in it.
Okay.
So, and then they decorated the outside of it, like put paper on the outside of it, decorated cute. It.
Thank God for preschools and elementary schools, by the way.
Oh,
for,
they are truly the heroes of Mother's Day.
They're 95% of the reason why any dad or mom gets anything homemade. So my son Connor's not in school this year.
He's doing
distance
cyber
learning. Yeah. And we just put Theo back in preschool again. But they didn't do anything this year.
Oh.
So my wife said that she's, all I want from the kids is something like homemade. And
okay.
I was like, okay. And I'm looking on Amazon for like different kits. And then I found something. I'm like, I can make this at home. So I just went and bought construction paper and had them like trace their hand and then cut out like a little pot and then the flower, their hand is the flower.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Then I had them write on the pot like, you do this, which makes me grow.
Easy peasy, nice.
Right? That's what most people get homemade.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what Kim Kardashian got.
Oh, good.
For Mother's Day. Because this came out last night. Kim Kardashian revealed that her four kids made her something for Mother's Day, which is beautiful.
Oh, my God. They're just like us.
They're just like us. Until you realize that what she made were four distinctly different perfumes.
What?
And Kim Kardashian shared a picture of four bottled different kinds of perfume. And she's talking about, oh, my kids are so thoughtful. They made me my own perfume, each of them, because they know I love perfume. Now, let's just recap for a second. The oldest one is 7.
Okay? Right.
The youngest one is 2.
Yes.
I don't think that these kids were donning lab coats and goggles and going on down to the lab to mix and match different scents so that they could make Kim perfume.
Okay, so let's give her the benefit of the doubt, as I love to do.
Of course.
And let's imagine somehow some fifth assistant brought the kids all, like, you know how like perfumes at like a department store, they spray like a little plastic stick thing and then give it to you and go, can you smell the notes of cherry or whatever?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so let's pretend that they were all presented with a number of these plastic sticks and then they smelled them and said which ones they liked. And then that is how the perfumes were created, okay? Because
okay.
That seems like, I don't know, maybe that could happen.
Right.
Can you think of something stinkier than, I mean, have you ever watched a kid mix anything?
Yeah, I've actually watched kids play with a home, like, perfume thing, where they actually can, like, make their own perfumes and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's, like, real cheap garbage, you know, and everything, each of the things, like, smell like their own thing.
Yeah.
Even that, they somehow still manage to screw
terrible.
Up.
Terrible.
I mean, awful.
Think about how kids can't even keep Play-Doh apart.
Right.
Okay? Now,
by the way, and that is one of my biggest OCDs, is watching my kids play with Play-Doh.
Mix the Play-Doh
and
together.
And then they mix it together. My eye twitches. I get a migraine. I have to lay down.
It's so bad. For those people that don't know,
they don't
know. Gavin's kids are not allowed to have Play-Doh. I've tried to bring Play-Doh over. He goes, please don't.
Yeah.
So Now, here's the thing about getting a gift as a mother. You have to use it,
mm-hmm.
wear it,
mm-hmm.
display it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you need to show your kids how much you love it by putting it to use.
Mm-hmm.
Which means Kim Kardashian had to wear all this stinky perfume. And chances are, she had to do it all at once.
Now, remember, though, you're assuming, once again, that she's like a normal human. She's not. She's from another planet.
Okay.
One that we can't even conceptualize. These children, I can tell you exactly what their perfume smelled like.
No.
Yeah, that's on here. Of course it's on here.
Okay.
I'm sure they're going to be for sale in 6 months.
Okay? Oh, Gavin, that's what this is.
I'm sure of it.
Oh.
So, I don't know all the kids' names, but really, who cares at the end of the...
Okay, there's North.
North made a scent that was a vanilla, lavender, and rose.
Wow.
Okay. Chicago made a tea tree.
That's the young one.
Tea tree, sandalwood, and cedar and orange.
How interesting that they all seem to make sense together.
Yeah. Saint made vanilla, eucalyptus, and lemon.
Oh, Saints. Get Saints out of here. That sounds terrible.
And Psalm. Isn't Psalm the two-year-old?
Oh, maybe Psalm is the two-year-old.
Made cinnamon, chamomile, peppermint, and rosemary. As if a two-year-old, one, knows any of those words. And then furthermore goes, you know, chamomile and peppermint seem to pair really well together. I'm going to do this for Mama.
I'm telling you, all they did was wave a stick in front of a kid's face and go, you like this?
The only thing about this story that I do believe is that each kid named each scent. But I also want to point out that I believe the children named this,
okay.
but they also sound like real perfume scent titles, which makes the people who come up with real perfume scent titles morons.
Okay.
Because kids are dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. First one was called Drip Mama.
What?
Whoa.
Chicago's was called Chai Flower.
Okay.
And Saints was called Saints Heart.
Oh.
And Psalms was called This.
This.
Tell me those don't sound like real perfume titles.
Okay.
That some a-hole came up with.
Drip Mama sounds like an ode to perfume.
Yes.
Ode to toilette.
Yeah.
Or a body spray.
Right. And this sounds like something you'd see at a kiosk in the mall. Oh, is this the new Ariana Grande? Yeah. I'll take some this.